The focus of my research in the Zomorodi lab is linking colorectal cancer to the gut microbiome. Colorectal cancer is closely linked to the gut microbiome because of the high microbial density of the colon. In panel 2, I introduce this relationship. Prior research has already associated numerous metabolites and species to colorectal cancer. However, these association studies tell us neither what microbes are responsible for the production of specific metabolites associated with colorectal cancer, nor what functional role specific metabolites associated with colorectal cancer have. Our goal is to bridge the gap by linking microbes to metabolites in colorectal cancer cases and non-colorectal cancer controls, which is highlighted in panel 3. This would perhaps give a clearer understanding of a species' role in colorectal cancer carcinogenesis. Panel 4 introduces genome-scale models, henceforth referred to as GEMs. GEMs are compilations of all metabolic reactions encoded for by the genome of an organism. These models can be computationally simulated under a defined growth medium to predict the growth of the organism, intracellular reaction fluxes, what metabolites are secreted out, and those metabolite secretion levels. Using GEMs, we can build community GEMs, which are described in Panel 5. These models have also been used to model interactions among different cell types, such as interactions among different microbial species in a microbiome. We start with taxonomic profiling of metagenomic reads. Then we map each identified species to a database of existing GEMs. Next, we integrate species GEMs to create a community-level GEM. These community models can then be simulated for a given diet to computationally predict metabolites that are exchanged among species in the community and their exchange levels, as well as the growth of each species in the community for that given diet. For this pilot study, we used 60 samples from a 2016 bioinformatics study by Vautman et al., consisting of 30 colorectal cancer cases and 30 controls. As shown in panel 6, we mapped on average 45% of species to a reconstructed GEM, with the majority of the unmapped species being mapped to isolate genomes from which we can reconstruct genomes. After running our computational simulations and building our community models, we were able to identify metabolites with differential production levels between cases and controls, the top 15 of which are shown in panel 7. Moreover, we were able to trace these metabolites back to species that produced them in each sample. We have shown the top 30 metabolite species links that were significantly different between cases and controls in panel 8. Our study has identified links between species and metabolites that were previously associated to colorectal cancer. For example, Faecalibacterium prausnitzia has been linked to colorectal cancer in the past, and we have identified its links with fructose and succinate, which have also been associated with colorectal cancer. Finally, panel 9 illustrates our results from comparing one subject to one control. Metabolites such as succinate and acetate, both previously associated with colorectal cancer, reappear in this analysis, just as in panel 8's analysis. We have thus shown how our research can link previously implicated metabolites relevant to colorectal cancer to specific species. We have only considered 60 samples, but we will conduct this analysis on a larger scale in the future. Finally, changing environmental conditions such as diets may lead to larger conclusions on global disparities in colorectal cancer carcinogenesis. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to seeing you at my poster.